contour. This means, unlike a sequence where you're taking the exact sort of pattern of the notes, you just look at the shape of the notes, and you use that as the basis for variation. The way you vary it is up to you, but in this particular example of our, we notice that the melody goes up a bit, and then back down, and then down even more, and then up a bit, but not quite back to where we started. So it has a slope like I indicated there. Now what we decided to do for our example was reverse the contour, which is just one thing you could do. You could mirror image it, like each half gets flipped, or you could, stand it upright, like vertically, just do all sorts of different things with it, and just play around with the shapes, those of you who are visually oriented. But I just chose to do it in reverse. Now, unlike a sequence, we're just simply going to follow the contour, and the student came up with this part. He went... Okay, and you can't even really tell that it's like a reverse contour on purpose. So it's not going to sound artificial or anything, but the overall melody is... And it's kind of interesting because it comes back to the same note we started on. So it's all good.